Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Scooble trade stuff. A Major League Baseball free agency starts today, which has all the insiders writing about what they're hearing in the offseason. Buster Olney wrote of Tarek Skubal, the only thing in this situation, it seems, is sure is that Skubal will not sign a long-term deal with Detroit before he reaches free agency. Jesse Rogers from ESPN. Some believe the Tigers can still squeeze another playoff season out of him and then reassess under perhaps a new economic climate in baseball. Others believe Tigers president Scott Harris is too smart to let him walk for nothing more than draft pick compensation under the current system, with the hopes that whoever he might get in return helps the Tigers in 2026 and not just long term. Jeff Passan says everyone wants Skubal, the soon-to-be American League Cy Young Award winner, but as of now, the industry expects Detroit to hold on to him, even with free agency approaching after the 2026 season. There's a few things that are really interesting here, and that is one is the unpredictability of the next collective bargaining agreement.
Mm-hmm.
What if the compensation for a Cy Young Award winner is up to 3 first-round picks? Now, you don't get those right away, but I'm just making that up, okay?
Yeah.
But what we don't know, what Skubal doesn't know, what the Tigers don't know, what are those parameters? What if it's a hard cap? What if the result of this is a hard cap? Which seems unlikely, but if you start changing the rules, suddenly it changes the way you approach Skubal. And we don't know what the rules are. Now, baseball's coming off a wildly popular World Series with great TV ratings. People have talked about it as one of the great World Series ever played. So it stands to reason that baseball will have a lengthy work stoppage right after that happens. Because that's the way baseball, the season that baseball has killed in 94 was brutal.
And they almost killed a few years ago.
Yeah.
So getting to the bargaining table late.
Anyway, I have no faith in baseball getting this done when the sport is about as healthy in terms of fan popularity as it's been in a long time. With that said, we're trying to deal with a Skubal contract that may never get signed in Detroit. So do you trade him now to get something for him as opposed to losing him in free agency? Buster Olney suggested that Seattle, the Mets, and Boston could get involved. Now, the Mets, we had Steve Phillips yesterday. We played that soundbite from him on MLB Network where he suggested right-handed pitching prospect the 46th best pitcher in baseball, prospect in baseball, who's ready to make his Major League debut this year. Brandon Sproat, former top starting pitching prospect. Brett Beatty, a third baseman with a 748 OPS and 18 home runs, who I believe is 25. And Luis Angel Jimenez, who's got elite speed and defensive skills. He doesn't really have the hit tool, but that those four players for Skubal could make sense. A writer for Boston.com wrote, Boston has the assets needed to pry a player like Skubal away from Detroit, be it MLB regulars like Jaron Duran, Willy Abreu, amongst them, or younger assets like Marcelo Mayer, Christian Campbell, Peyton Totty. If that's Tolle. How you pronounce it. Is it Tolly?
T-O-L-L. I don't know if Tolly or Toll.
Can't read my own writing here.
T-O-L-L-E.
Connolly Early and other trade chips. Jaren Duran is an outfielder who's 28 years old, who's got great speed. He's an OPS guy. He has a high OPS. He can hit for some power. He can steal you bases. He'll steal 20, 30 bases a year. And Marcelo Mayer is a guy that was talked about as a top prospect in baseball.
I've been hearing about Marcelo Mayer for a long time, and that the Tigers – didn't the Tigers pass on him to take somebody else?
I don't remember, dude.
But it's – yeah, I've been hearing about him forever, and he's been a minor league guy, and then getting a chance to play in the majors has been okay. But, no, a package from Boston could be very intriguing. Durant's great.
Yeah.
You know, that'd be nice, and might solve an issue that you have in the outfield if you're ready to move on from Parker Meadows, then there's the guy. The prospects are intriguing. Peyton Tolley and Connolly Early are both left-handed pitchers. One of them is like 6'6". High strikeout guys. Low ERA guys at this point in their careers at the minor league level. They both got a taste of Major League Baseball and didn't do great this past season, but what they were in the minors was great. And that's intriguing. To get a couple of arms. And again, the Tigers organization does not have a bunch of starting pitching built in there where guys that are high-level prospects that you feel are can't-miss guys at the major league level. I mean, it's just not built that way. They're built with the position players, and they need to get more pitching prospects. This would certainly populate that with better pitching prospects. And I think you got to be so careful because you have this amazing trade chip and you don't want to blow it.
No.
With Tarik Skubal. Of course, every fan would rather just sign him.
Yep.
Let's just give him a long-term deal, give him a six-year, $300 million deal and see if he takes it and, you know, move on from there. But that's why this offseason is huge. They need to find out. They need to know. And maybe they already know that there's absolutely no way in hell that Scott Boras is not going to let his guy go to free agency.
Well, as I read those quotes, Jeff Passan, Buster Olney, they're kind of differing. Olney thinks there's no way he's signing in Detroit. Passan says that, you know, they may try and hang on to him, and because of the new collective bargaining agreement, you don't know what's going to happen.
Like, maybe you could buy yourself a very short-term extension.
2021 MLB draft, Jackson Jobe, they took him at 3. Marcelo Mayer, the shortstop, went 4. I'm always hesitant now. I'm getting to the point where I'm hesitant now with talking about these things because I don't want to create unrealistic expectations,
right.
Which eventually has.
What you're doing.
For
me personally.
Well, but there's – I mean, it's being written in Boston.
Sure.
Right? It's floating names out there.
Wouldn't be the first time the Tigers have dealt a pitcher to Boston.
But honestly, if you're going to trade him, it has to be for a while, right?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. You can't just do it for – oh, okay.
I mean, this is – I can't imagine a trade where we'd have to start digging and going, is this a good trade? We want to know right away. It has to be so good that we know right away it's a good trade.
Well, yeah, and you have to get – you're trading Tarik Skubal. I don't want just prospects. I need a guy who's going to be on my roster right now who's an all-star. Frankly, that's what you have – because you're giving up the best pitcher in baseball. If you're going to trade him, you're trading the best pitcher in baseball – you have to get all-star caliber players in return. Not guys that you think could be all-stars. Guys you know are all-stars. They legitimately are, like Jaren Duran. Or Durant.
Yeah.
He is 100% bona fide in that regard. So, okay, you can see where it would start with a conversation like that. That you have to get a player in return in addition to prospects. Because it's not just going to be a player. I mean, it's not a one-for-one swap. We're not doing that.
Oh, no.
You can do one-for-one swaps at the trade deadline for a rental. You know, you want a Cespedes for somebody like the Tigers have done in the past. That's fine. Okay, you can do that. But that's not – this is Tarik Skubal. And
right. This
is a whole different ball game, and you're assuming that, you have to also know that the Red Sox, for them to make a trade, they have to have assurances too. So you got to bring Scott Boras in the conversation because – if Boras is hell-bent on getting his client to free agency, does that mean he's hell-bent on doing it regardless of who they trade him to? Because that team that's trading for him You know, how big of a risk, how much of a chance are they going to take that they could lose him for nothing?
I suspect that Boris would go to them and say, here's a contract we'd sign and we want an out after every season, a player right. option, because that's what he did with Bregman. So, the other team, the Mariners, full disclosure,
bring your nephew back?
My nephew's name is showing up. And I don't know if these bloggers know what they're talking about, right?
Right.
But, you know, the Mariners have interest in him. And, of course, he went to Seattle University, did Scooble. But,
school, right.
Yeah. You know, we'll see.
But if you're going to give me somebody from the Mariners, I want someone from their active roster.
Sure.
Someone who's good. Damn
sure.
good.
Sure.
You know, hey, okay, Julio Rodriguez. Can we talk?
There's no way they're
done. That's what I'm saying. Not exactly. That's if you're the Tigers. That's what you want.
Yeah. Well, you want – like, I've looked at these players. Like, why are the Mets giving up on – why would the Mets give up on Brett Beatty and Luis Angel Jimenez? And I'm like, well, they have some redundancy in these guys. But I got to tell you, I like them both in the Tiger lineup. Especially if you're getting two young arms along with it, as Steve Phillips projected. And I like Duran a lot with the Tigers, especially if you're getting a bunch of prospects with him. Because you have to help the 2020 – you have to help the 2026 Tigers.
Yeah.
They're going to go into next year, and they're going to have Flaherty. They're going to have Job. Is Job back? No, it's Reese Olson. Now, if Reese Olson back,
comes back.
Don't know if I have Job back.
Job might be back by the end of the season.
You know, Casey Mize – you know, Troy Melton might play a role here.
Well, I imagine Troy Melton's in the rotation.
And I mean, so there's – but it'd be good to get a starting pitcher that can be good next year. He's not going to be Scooble, but he's going to be good. But if you improve your everyday lineup and bring in a Duran, a player of that ilk, or Beatty and Angel Jimenez, Luis Angel – the first name's Luis Angel, last name's Jimenez. Oh, sorry. Anyway, you bring those guys in, you help the lineup, and you get a good pitcher.
I think it's really unfortunate where the timing is right now because of the collective bargaining agreement, for one. Mm-hmm. The other thing that's really unfortunate is we're this close to seeing some of these prospects making it. And, like, okay, are they good or not? And you don't know until you see it.
We want to envision a future with Max Clark and Kevin McGonigal playing in the field behind Tarik Skubal.
Exactly. So I can pencil one guy as the shortstop, the other guy as the center field, and bang, I don't need to look, you know, talk about position redundancy here. And, you know, I could look elsewhere and, you know, where these guys are going to factor in. Is Max Anderson going to play – you know, third base for the Tigers or second base for the Tigers? I mean, what are they doing? Are they going to trade, you know, one of these other players that they have? Are they going to trade Parker Meadows? Are they going to trade Colt Keith? Are they going to trade Spencer Torkelson? You know, these are moves that they're going to consider this offseason because they have guys that they think are ready to come up. And also, if you're going to trade Tarik Skubal, you're bringing in more players that are going to want positions.
The skill set it takes for Scott Harris – to take this coveted asset and make the Tigers better.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
By moving him is one heck of a trick. It's very difficult to do. Sometimes, though, the team that brings in all of the young cap, the draft capital, and the young players for Herschel Walker sets themselves up for the future. And that's what I don't know if Harris can do this.
Because this team's already, like, I got it. Set yourself up for the future. It would make sense if this team was a bad team. It's not a bad team.
No, it's not a bad team.
It's a really good team.
And so how do you stay competitive on the field in 2026 and then in 2027 to 2028 going, God, I'm glad we got these guys.
Because they're really good in part because of Tarik Skubal.
Carson Anderson, 97, won the ticket.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.